listen, lots of things to talk about this morning, but I want to start with Sharks Rugby, Douglas Hockey, Douglas Judo, the Mossman Show Committee forming another committee to develop Coronation Park Mossman into a multi-purpose community sports precinct. So has this got the backing of council?
Look, it's certainly a really great initiative because it's fantastic to see the people who are the beneficiaries and the user groups, the committees and the sporting clubs getting together. And it very much fits into our plans, which we've already commenced in terms of having user groups at both our sporting facilities in Port Douglas and in Mossman. And we are also committed to developing master plans for both those particular locations. So this is perfect because that's exactly what we want. We want buy-in from the stakeholders and the people and our community who are most going to benefit. I've met with some of the proponents, particularly Greg Mill. I know he's been talking with our federal candidates, which is really important because these types of plans, not only do they really require really good strategic planning and agreement and, you know, quite a lot of consultation, of course, but they also require significant funds from the federal and state government as well.
Absolutely. Now, residents and businesses north of the Daintree River are closer to powering the Daintree via a renewable energy microgrid. It's part of a $50.4 million regional and remote communities reliability fund to be announced in next week's federal budget. Julia.
Look, yes, look, it's a really interesting proposal and I've sort of been following it. I spoke to Warren about it when he came up to the Douglas Shire last Tuesday. He dropped into to my office and we had a bit of a chat. Certainly, we'll be very interested to see what is in the federal budget tomorrow. There's been quite a lot of leaks and so you always wonder, you know, what is really going to be in the print and in the fine print. Mm-hmm. So I'm very interested to see how this can benefit our community, and certainly I am hoping with the federal budget that there's certainly going to be some additional money, of course, for roads. Local government is very much dependent on assistance from federal government and state government for roads. They take all the tax receipts and we're entitled to get some of that back, but also health issues. And I'm hoping for an announcement about the Wangetti Trail. Bill Shorten's already committed $5 million. We've already got the money from the state for the first stage. But to really realise the full potential and the economic and cultural benefit of the Wangetti Trail, we do need to have that federal component as well.
Lighting is going to be upgraded in McCrossan Street. The council will fund the Light Up Port project. What are you aiming for there?
Look, it's something that we wanted to do for some time. We sort of were trying to focus, I suppose, in putting some significantly extra sparkle in around Christmas time. But even the project's moved on from there in terms of, you know, we really need to make McCrossan Street more vibrant. We need to have a much more magical type of ambience, which we think we can achieve with the right type of lighting up the trees in particular. We're getting a really good response from the community about our decision to sort of bring that forward. And we think that that's the right way to approach it. We know that things are tough for everyone in McCrossan Street and across Douglas Shire. You know, tourism has been down. Our traders and our retail outlets are very much feeling it at the moment. And so we just think we want to fast track that. We want to bring it on as our way to also help boost our local economy.
Yes, excellent idea. Now, the trial dog park project at Hutchings Park is now on the back burner because of this lighting project, though, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, what we have to do with Capital Works is you can't just sort of pluck money out of the air. We do stick very closely to our agreed budget. And quite often, and it does happen, that we do reassess certain projects as the financial year goes along. And in this case, the majority of the councillors were actually really keen to bring forward the lighting project. And the other issue around the dog park is that we did have some people, very much the people who are closest to the dog park, raised legitimate concerns with us. And I think in the end, you know, there's no point just pushing these projects when you do have some of the most directly impacted residents very unhappy. What we've committed to do, we will relook at that. But we think at the moment that this is the best use of our ratepayers' money.
Now, a lot of people have been telling me about this. Council are giving residents the opportunity to drop off their green waste for free at the council's transfer stations. This is good stuff.
Look, it is. And we certainly do this on a regular basis. And what we've got now is you can come along to our transfer station from Saturday. We've just had Saturday, the 30th of March, sorry, and continue through to Sunday, the 7th of April. And so we just want to get the message out that you can do that at both Killaloe and the Newell Beach Transfer Station. And if you look on our website, you'll see all the details when both those transfer stations are open. And we're also trying to get the message out about our 2019 Douglas Garden Awards, and we've got Costa coming up again.
Yes.
To judge them. He was such a great hit, of course, last time, 2 years ago. It was great watching him, certainly with the schools and the kindies and private gardens. Everyone loved him. He's an absolute treasure and such an authentic guy who's certainly our gardening guru, our national gardening guru. So I'm thrilled to be able to have Costa up again. So we want people to know about that. Hopefully now that the rain has receded, people can start to focus on their gardens and put in a nomination and be part of our awards.
Yeah. I've got an interview with Costa, and it's on our, go to our Facebook page. There's a podcast there with an interview with Costa about what he's doing coming up with the Douglas Shire and what he's doing with the gardening and what he's looking for. So any gardeners that are going to be in this, you need to listen to that podcast to go, Costa said that, I need to do that. We're talking with our Mayor, Julia Loy, who's on her way to Cairns, so we won't hold her up. Councillors, Julia, will embark on a tour of the Shire this month for a series of hands-on community workshops that will give residents and key organisations a forum to influence Council's next corporate plan.
Absolutely, and we've got some dates for those workshops, and this is all part of our corporate planning process. And I think you're probably aware, Paul, that we've had a fantastic response so far to our postcard mail-out and online survey. We've received almost 600 responses, and that is really fantastic. If you actually compare that in other corporate planning processes across council, usually, you know, they're pretty ho-hum and people aren't really that interested. But we're really thrilled that people are keen, because that's exactly what we want. These corporate planning processes are 5-year and they're mandated by the Local Government Act, and so obviously we have to do it, but we're very keen to do it. It's the best way to find out what your community thinks and how you can best make sure that what you are doing is not just meeting the community needs, but is also something that's really important for the future. We've always got to be thinking about what we're doing right now and here. And of course, that's very much in the forefront with disaster management and disaster recovery. But we've also got to think about the future, and we've got a plan for that.
Yeah, well, also, Julia, a record-breaking wet season has damaged many of our roads, with about 30 tonnes of asphalt used for plugging potholes in the past 3 months. Plenty of work being done. And of course, the Bloomfield track is open as well.
Look, it is. And we're very keen to make sure that everyone knows that we're definitely open for business in terms of tourism. Today is just beautiful. I mean, it was just a stunning trip down. At the moment, I'm just propped at Ellis Beach and the sun is just glistening on that water. Beautiful clear skies. I even had a fantastic rainbow around my yellow area, which
beautiful.
I'm sure a lot of people saw.
Beautiful.
But no, we're very much in continuing in recovery mode. For those interested, our Flagstaff Hill walking track, that is expected to be opened by the Easter school holidays.
Good.
It's 70% completed. And we've also got construction of a new track that traverses the previously damaged section.
Beautiful.
And so we're very much into making sure that we can do as much as possible. We're bringing forward and fast-forwarding everything that we can.
Good. And lastly, Julia Loy, Council will be issuing 2019-2021 Daintree Ferry concessional cards and visitors' tickets from today.
Yes, that was a decision we made at the last budget to actually do all this sort of 9 months ahead. So that meant the people who already had their, what we call their ferry cards, could continue using them. But now those ferry cards, if they need to renew them, they should do them soon. And also take advantage of the tickets, which I know a lot of businesses north of the river certainly do.
Well, Julia, you're going to Cairns. You're going to miss on the photo opportunity with Alan Alder, who's coming in about 10 minutes' time, I'm told. You've missed out on that. Did you ever like MASH? Did you like MASH and Hawkeye Pierce and all that?
Look, I did, and I still do. Every so often on Foxtel, if I'm looking for something just to have some really fun light relief, I still watch MASH.
Yeah.
And I love Ellen Alder. I think everyone does. And good on you, you know, congratulations. I know that celebrities often pop up, of course, in our beautiful Douglas Shire. And so if you have a chance, you could certainly, I'd be very thrilled to be able to welcome Alan on behalf of council and the community and hope that he has an absolutely fantastic time in the beautiful Douglas Shire.
Thank you, Julia, very much. You have a beaut day and we'll talk to you next week.
Yes, thank you, Paul. You too.